Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Royce Phillips, who is seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa Senate District 39, about the primary race. You are running for Senate District 39 here in Washington, Keokuk, and Johnson counties.
Correct.
Can you highlight again why you have decided to run for this seat?
Well, I served a couple of terms as Mayor of Tiffin and was quite happy doing that. Then went back and filled a vacancy on the city council. When Sandy Griner announced she was retiring, I started hearing phone calls about people saying, you've got to do this. And it really wasn't on my bucket list. But as more calls came in, I began to think about it more, talked with my wife. And so we began to decide that, yes, this is what we should do. And so we announced and got started.
And you will have a primary in June. You have two other candidates seeking this Republican nomination. How
Correct.
Do you feel you stand out from the other candidates?
Well, I think perhaps the executive experience I've got as mayor helps a great deal. As mayor, it gave me an opportunity to meet a lot of folks in the district, in the area, including a lot of elected officials. And I think experience is the big thing. I've been around political circles now for about 30 years, which I think is more than either of the others. And just the sheer experience, I think, is a big plus. But I think I also represent a significant number of people that probably are underrepresented as well. I'm pretty conservative, and there's a lot of folks in the community that I think kind of get left out when some of the professional politicians are in charge. And I am certainly not that.
And can you highlight some of those groups or demographics that you feel are underrepresented?
Well, I think the average guy. I'm a pastor, for example. I've done that for 30 years. And I think people of faith often get left out. I am very pro-life. And a lot of times I think they kind of get pushed to the side. I have a background in homeschooling, for example. I've been very involved in school issues. So those are some of the ones that I think would be on that list.
And if you are elected, can you highlight a couple of issues that you would feel you would really push to have legislation support?
Well, I'm kind of running on a three-point campaign. The first one is reconciliation. I'm not someone who likes to go watch political boxing matches. I think the answer is to get people together and work on the things you can cooperate on. And that actually is a bigger piece of the pie than I think most people realize. Secondly is reform. As a mayor, I've seen a lot of things that just were not right, and I think there are a lot of ethical issues that need to be addressed, and that is a big concern of mine. And then the third point is what I call rebuild, and that's the basic issues, the infrastructure. There's a lot of need with especially rural roads and bridges. Certainly agriculture is a big issue, and certainly in this area. And then education is always a big issue, and though I certainly support homeschoolers, I think there is a major need to address the education of our state, period. Once upon a time when I moved here, it was one of the best educational states in the nation, and we've slipped a bit, and that needs to be readdressed, and so that's an issue. And there's many more I could take time on, but that's kind of a start.
And speaking of education, what kind of policies or reform would you like to see in the education system here in Iowa?
Well, my wife has worked at the University of Iowa in the libraries and areas there for almost 30 years, and so I've seen a lot on the university scale. But then in the school, as mayor, I worked a lot with the Clear Creek Amana School District, and so knew the superintendent well. There's a lot of issues that we have discussed. Certainly, efficiency of the funding. It takes money to do anything. You got to use that money wisely. Clear Creek Amana just passed a $48 million bond issue because the growth has been so great. You've got to have adequate facilities. You've got to have adequate teachers. You've got to have adequate supplies. Those are no-brainers. But you've got to use your money to accomplish that with and make it go as far as you can. Get 110 cents out of every dollar, so to speak. And so those are the kinds of things that I would address.
And would you support expanding preschool in Iowa?
I think the availability is important, yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to highlight or share with our listeners at this time?
I would just like to underscore it's important to get out and vote. In a primary election, there may not be 10% of the people vote, and I would urgently ask more than that to show up.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Royce Phillips, who is seeking the Republican nomination for the Iowa Senate District 39. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.